is a code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on August 16th, 2011. For newcomers, you should look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com and help yourself to the audios, which hopefully will give you an understanding of the system that you're born into. It's a system, it's not the media projection that you're given every day, it's beyond that. It's a very clever system, interwoven foundations and non-governmental organizations really run the world. On behalf of the very rich people who have been running it for an awful long time, the same ones that present you with leaders to vote for and the charade of politics. And they know where they're going with all of this. You're looking through some of the biggest changes as they basically amalgamate whole sections of the planet and then eventually under one government. That's, you'll see this in your lifetime, not too far off. And we're pretty well there, in fact. They call it globalism, many different names for the same thing. And with it comes a new society, a society that kills or destroys all the old morality, the old systems, the old cultures to bring in the new. That's the big plan, very old, as they say. And some people who have worked in the top of this society to bring it in, this new system, have written lots of books about it. They love to boast. There's nobody reads them anyway. It's not exciting. And they tell you where they're going and how they will do it. And many of them were alive in the early 20th century who planned this part of it right now, including the morality changes that we're going through today. It's amazing to see you living through a script, so help yourself to the free audios for download. Number two, all the sites carry transcripts as well of a lot of the talks I've given for PrinceUp, and they're all in English, but you know, go into alanwattsentinel.eu and find ones in other languages too. And remember, too, you're the ones that bring me to you, so you can help support me by buying the books and discs I have for sale at cuttingthroughthematrix.com. And from the US to Canada, you can use a personal check or an international postal money order, or you can use send cash or use PayPal to order. You'll see the donation button on the com site, use that, follow it up with an email with name, address, and order, and I'll get it out to you. And across the rest of the world, you've got Western Union, MoneyGram, again, and PayPal. And remember, straight donations are most certainly welcome as you go through this incredible farce. It's amazing that millions of people, billions of people across the world all believe in money, and it's only our belief in it that keeps the whole system going, because it's rotten to the core, and it was a con to begin with. And but it certainly benefits those who designed it, and that there were definitely people who designed this monetary system, including the whole agenda, the say of integrating whole regions of the planet. They've written about it. The United Nations has even put up a map out years ago about it. And we're living through it today. It's all focused around money. Without money, it's amazing. Everything stops. Everything stops when there's no money. They call it a depression. And even though you have factories or you have farmers with seed and so on, everything just stops because of this ridiculous thing called money. That's backed on by nothing, but it's really a control mechanism, you understand, to keep a certain elite in power at the top, to keep them in a very, very high level of luxury as well. And we're given a different reality at the bottom, and even the middle classes too haven't a clue. Maybe even especially the middle classes haven't a clue what's really going on. They take reality as it's presented on a daily basis by the general media. And Carol Quigley, who wrote about this organization who helps run the world, one of the main ones, the Council on Foreign Relations and the Royal Institute of International Affairs, which is the British branch, he talked about that, how it was easier to control the middle classes, and subsequent studies have certainly proven that, because they have the special papers, magazines to buy, and you just make sure you guide your thoughts by that. With lower classes, we get junk and sex and trivia. Back with more after this break.
Extend your life with Extend-O-Vite. When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Hi, folks. We're back, and this is Heading Through the Matrix. It's astonishing, really, to realize that you're living through a script. It truly is. And the big boys themselves, especially the Council on Foreign Relations, are famous for using the term, this line that whenever anything bad happens, or generally what's been caused or they make happen, they come forward and they say, we can use this crisis to our advantage, and they ram things ahead. So we see this happening across the world. You can't change your world without crisis, you understand. You've got to create the crisis. People get pretty used to the way they live and the way things are. And animals are much the same, too. Even the wild animals, they like their territory, their own area, everything that's familiar to them. But if you want to change the world, you have to alter everything in the environment, and that's why how you do it. Skinner said the same thing. To alter human behavior, he said you got to alter something or place something new in their environment, and that's how you change the world. And another method of doing it, too, is creating conflict across the world and engaging the outcome. They're famous for making wars. In fact, the history of the CFR, Royal Institute of International Affairs, what it was called, the Milner Group prior to that, actually caused the war in South Africa, and Quigley, using their own records from their archives, published that material, how they did that, and blamed, of course, the Boers, so that Britain could grab South Africa. Famous for causing wars, and at the same time, in the late 1800s, actually, they were already fomenting the builds up to war with Germany for World War One long before it happened. So yeah, the big plans. You can't change the world unless you make your plans and make things happen and always get the public on your side. Because whenever they hear war happening and they believe the media, they immediately naturally assume it's some enemy out there that's taking the first blow or made the first blow, and the media is there to make sure that's how the message you get. But part of the idea, too, with it comes from Foreign Relations and Royal Institute for International Affairs, and they'll have their branch now for the European Union's branch of international affairs run by Soros. Part of the plan was to create free trade deals across the world. It goes back to the days of John Dee, in fact, when he talked about the British Empire, they called it, and how at that time they could make deals with countries with free trade, gradually winning them over to the British way or the British system. Today, they call it democracy. Same thing going on. So the countries that come into the free trade deals must make pact after pact until their old system is gone. That's the idea. And they've copied your system completely. Even if it's a mini government, if it's a small country, they could have the same kind of institutions set up and the same binding international laws through the United Nations so that every minority group can do what they want, as we'll hear about later on. And for the last few years, we've watched the President of the US, the Prime Minister of Canada and Mexico, basically called the Three Amigos. They were spearheading the whole free trade deal for the amalgamation of the Americas, just the amalgamated Europe. And we all caught on to it, making these deals, the three of them together, with other countries in Latin America. But now they go separately, and one will sign the same contracts, then along comes the Prime Minister of Canada afterwards, trying to throw us off the scent. But the Prime Minister of Canada is continuing signing. I don't know if he's the second one to sign or the third one. We don't know yet. They won't tell us anything. But they're bringing in more and more countries in Latin America because, as Karl Marx said, they wanted to united Europe in the 1800s, and they wanted united Americas as well, and then one for the Far East, which is already up and working too in the same way. So Stephen Harper, Canada, announces a free trade deal now with Honduras. Yeah. So it says Prime Minister Stephen Harper wrapped up his tour of Latin America on Friday by announcing that Canada struck a free trade deal with Honduras. Development came as Mr. Harper visited the impoverished nation where violence is common and the leftist president was deposed by a coup just 2 years ago. He made the announcement after meeting with Honduran President Porfirio Lobos Sosa. Our government received a strong mandate to implement our ambitious job creation free trade plan that will benefit Canadians. I don't know how it will benefit Canadians, because the same thing about India and China before that too, and we watched the factories up and move. But anyway, it's nothing to understand. This is an article given to the public by the media, and it's not their job to tell you, literally it's not their job to tell you what's really going on or what it's really all about. But so you can trace the history of this movement towards globalism a long way back, centuries in fact. And we know too, once you sign the deals, that means those countries are available, they get Canadian grants, and they also get to borrow certain lending rates, etc., from Canada, and Canada will borrow the money from the IMF to do it. So then the Canadians are put down as a guarantors to pay off these debts, which always happens when you write off the debt of third world countries. This is an ongoing roundabout scam, a circle that we go through with every so-called third world country. Anyway, it says Mr. Harper applauded the current government for establishing a ministry dedicated to justice and human rights and for trying to learn the lesson of where it went wrong in this recent political coup. And he goes on about all prosperity, general widespread is fantastic, etc. All our usual stuff, and democracy, peace, freedom, stuff that's, I think you get that in heaven or something, I don't know, because I've never seen it on earth. Anyway, and if prosperity is the key to these great objectives, so is trade the key to prosperity. And then you scroll down about it and so on, as the right-wing government is pretty brutal, etc. And this is Canada's main job, is to do it this way, through money lending and etc. And working with the IMF, as I say, with the Canadians down as guarantors for repaying or paying off the debt that will incur by getting this deal going through. Because we borrow money to give to them, you see. And they always write them off, because the countries are so corrupt. That's part of it, too. But it talks about the balance of trade between Canada and the country, and Canadian exports there, I guess, totaled $40.8 million, mainly fertilizers, machinery, and dye. whereas imports to Canada totaled $151.2 million, mainly fruits and textiles. It seems to me that the country's not doing so bad, that country. So why? I mean, we're exporting to them $40.8 million, and they're exporting to us $151.2 million, mainly fruits and textiles. That's if you can afford a fruit. But anyway, Mr. Harper says, with free trade deals already in place with Colombia and Costa Rica, you know what Costa Rica's in it now too? Not just Mexico and Chile's working on it and a few other ones. It's keen to increase trade with Honduras now that it's struck a similar agreement with the country. And it says, on its own website, Canada's Foreign Affairs Department warns Canadians considering travelling to Honduras that the country is still a dangerous place. The security situation has seriously deteriorated in Honduras, says the warning. That means that any money we give them is going to disappear awfully fast as well with the corruption. Travelers should exercise a high degree of caution throughout the country, as Honduras has the highest homicide rate in Central America, growing poverty, and increased presence of street gangs, contribute to an already significant crime rate, etc., etc., etc. So the free trade, and it's great how it goes on, and there's not much, there's no fanfare anymore about it, because as I say, it doesn't go down now with the president and Mexican president too, who are spearheading the whole thing. They do it individually, and then they sign the same agreements. And these agreements have already been battled out with the they call them Sherpas, actually, the guys who go on ahead, the bureaucrats and lawyers who draft up all these contracts, which the prime minister then signs when he has his trip or holiday. So that's what's happening there on that side of it. A little article here, too, on the Department of Homeland Security. It's what meant a new terrorist database that will rival or even surpass the FBI's. A new DHS plan to create its own version of the FBI's terrorist watch list that is exempt from the Privacy Act has privacy groups concerned. I wonder who's concerned about it. Most folk don't know. Under the proposed plan, the DHS would create the watch list service, which would bring the FBI's suspected terrorist list in-house and expand on it. This is amazing. I can remember years ago when it was on about the FBI, when the communists were all agitating inside the US, and there were communist groups, there's no doubt about it, and people were really up in arms and on the streets about it and demonstrating against it. And here they are under something way beyond all of this, for every citizen is being monitored. And they're going ahead with more and more incredible monitoring. And there's nothing. There's just nothing happening from the public at all. That's how fast you adapt, you understand. And that's why they love Darwin so much. It's because he said that, too. We're the most adaptable species on the planet. So I'll put these links up tonight as well. You can have a wee gander, as you say, of them, if you want to. And again, the money is amazing, this money thing. Because as you go broke across the world, every country has so many organizations that get funded across the world by your tax money, and you don't even know what's happening. Because we're not good enough, we're not worthy enough to tell, basically, I suppose. Here's one here that says, it's about China and getting grants for it says, the Traditional Values Coalition has released the second installment of its investigation into grant-making by the National Institutes of Health of the U.S. This time, CBC reveals that the U.S. taxpayers pumped $90 million into research that included investigating AIDS in China, Chinese prostitutes, and a treatable parasite that infects one in every 1,000 Chinese. I mean, you think with the money that they're raking in China, they'd have enough cash to treat one in every 1,000 of the Chinese people. It says, a week ago, TBC exposed grantees who used the NIH money to study whether the physical endowment of homosexuals affected their sexual satisfaction. Isn't that nice? Now, taxpayers get this news as Congress and President grapple about raising the debt ceiling and a few relatively small cuts in the federal budget that won't come close to nicking the surface of the nation's $14.5 trillion debt. And they've also got I'll read some of Moyes when I come back. It's amazing. They're really concerned about Chinese prostitutes. I guess it's for the politicians that visit. Back with more after this break.
Estrogen.
Androgen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll-free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173, or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Hi, folks, we're back. This is Cutting Through the Matrix, talking about the waste of money, but every company does this kind of stuff, and it's right across the world, and just things you never even hear about generally, but... This is about the U.S. throwing money at China. I know they're building hospitals there, too, and I've read articles about that before. But they're actually studying, too, to try and give get the prostitutes not to drink so much alcohol, etc. Why? Why? Because, I mean, after all, China can afford this kind of stuff now, you know. They can really afford it if they pass all the corruption that they're copying from the West. They could certainly afford it with the money they're raking in, with all their exports across the world. And why are they so worried about these prostitutes? Don't they like them drunk or something? Is it for the politicians who are always traveling to China? Who knows? Maybe they want to make sure they're clean all the time so they don't bring something home. There's going to be something more to it than this, obviously. Obviously. And they also trained, they spent $189,072 to train a Chinese researcher in acupuncture. MRI technology at an American university, who then conducted acupuncture sessions for 30 Chinese volunteers. I guess they call that money well spent. So it's just astonishing to see the waste. At least they publish some of this in the U.S. What countries don't publish any of it at all? Never mind all the facts that for all the big foundations that use their armies of non-governmental organizations to change the world by protest and lobbying government. They get paid to lobby government. The governments also give out cash grants to the same NGOs so that they can get lobbied. But it's got to be, you only get the grant. really drastic change. They call it radical change. Then you can get a grant. So you understand there's a bigger game always at work than the government's ever going to tell you. I think a lot of the politicians don't even know about it. They don't care. They're only in for a few years to get their full pension. I think it's 5 years in government, you get a lifelong pension. That's pretty well across all the first world countries now. Now, as I mentioned before, too, you've got to make things happen to get the change that you want, so even though millions are hurt in the process, maybe billions even. And we know that this farce of the EU is going to bring prosperity for all, much like this prosperity partnerships we're doing across America and Latin America. But then one country goes down and all the other countries now suddenly have to bail them all out, even if you're going down yourself. And so the answer to it all is, because I was waiting to see this happening, is for even faster, closer merger with the European Union and literally a call to bring all your taxation under one system through the EU itself. That's part of the next step. So Sarkozy and France and Merkel and Germany call for a true economic government to save the Eurozone, a true economic government. I mean, all the other true governments that they've got with their economies basically have put everybody in massive debts and bankruptcy, so they're calling for a bigger one for the whole of Europe. So it's a plan for European economic government with a single leader with all that power, and you think Adolf Hitler was a bad guy or Stalin? You haven't seen nothing yet. Drawn up after a mini-summit, is cautiously welcomed by the UK, which is farce because they're all in it. But it says France and Germany have set out plans to create a first true European economic government headed by a single appointed leader as part of major moves to synchronize tax and spending to save failing Eurozone. The French President Nicolas Sarkozy, the German Chancellor Angela Merkel announced dramatic proposals after a two-hour mini-summit. That was awfully fast, eh? Just merging it all just like that in 2 hours, yeah. They also called for the imposition of tighter restrictions on member countries' deficits and announced the synchronization of the tax policies of their own two countries. So starting off by basically merging their own two tax systems, and everybody else will have to jump in on the bandwagon. Sarkozy has also secured the support of Merkel for a Tobin tax, which is a financial tax on all international transactions to raise funds to ease the crisis engulfing the European economy. Well, all international transactions also goes for all your imports as well. That means all your prices are going to go up at home. It says the establishment of an economic government for the Eurozone will be regarded by Eurosceptics as a political power grab for Europe, which of course it is. The only sceptics would see it as that. On Tuesday night, the British government gave a cautious welcome to the move, saying that it would adopt a watch-and-see policy. A watch-and-see. Let's go down the tube, see. This looks like the right direction, but we need to see how it pans out. So anyway, we know it's for total integration until all your bookkeeping is done by the IMF for all the countries, and eventually the United Nations takes over and tells you how much you can spend each country, and you'll borrow from the World Bank, and you'll pay it back through the IMF at massive interest rate, and now you have a single Fuhrer, basically, in charge of the whole kit and caboodle of Europe. Not bad, eh? It's all done through politics, now. Pretty bloodless, except for the folk who lose all their homes, and they're kicked out onto the streets. And in India, too, it was designated to be an up-and-coming country because we've all signed through, again, the globalization organizations, the United Nations and the World Trade Organization, that will make it to be an up-and-coming country. In other words, we're financing them just like we finance China to come up by massive loans, massive grants, free grants, actually, and they can't lose. And that way, when all investors see that for every dollar they put in is backed by $10 to $20, maybe $50 by other countries, then they can't lose. That's why everybody's getting into India now with their investments. But it's so corrupt that most of the cash is just disappearing. India has denied it is stifling democratic protests after police arrested 1,300 people to hold a hunger strike by an anti-corruption activist. And it goes on about this corruption in India, and the money's just disappearing as it comes in from all of us. Back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Ladies, gentlemen, Americans, meet Steve Boss.
The American dream has become a nightmare.
Steve Boss.
We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not.
To meet and see Steve Boss perform live, you need to be at Get Prepared Expo, September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri, downtown at the Expo Center, all for $9 tickets. Get yours at GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss Steve Boss in concert live at Get Prepared Expo, September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri.
Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take
America. Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
Hi folks, we're back, cutting through the matrix. In this article about India, talks about the protests about concerning corruption, basically, and how they're trying to get the ombudsman to get more power to go after all the corrupt, which will be impossible because no other country's been able to do that either. So I'll put this up tonight and we can see what's happening there. Imagine the money is piling in there, and all the, you know, the good psychopaths are jumping on the bandwagon, and they see all the different avenues you'd never even think of, or how to get cash and how to scam it, etc. And of course, they also have a deal going with the World Trade Organization and the United Nations, with, just like China, they can pollute for, I think, 20 years without any problems. They're not going to be harassed by pollution or using coal for their industry, things like that, because they must come up, but we go down, you see. That's how it basically works. And again, for the U.S., it's interesting because at least the U.S. gets told a few things once in a while, where most of the other so-called democratic countries don't, basically. We're just ordered to do things. It just happens. And this is about the smart meters. It says here, there's no federal security mandate for smart meters, according to George W. Arnold, the National Coordinator for Smart Grid Interoperability at the National Institute of Standards and Technology. This agency, the U.S. Department of Commerce, has said not to be involved in regulations, but it's only tasked with promoting standards amongst industries. I think it was on about the 2005-2007 energy bills were codified in public laws. It says no part of them creates a federal law pertaining to individual customers or consumers or dictating that the public must be forced to comply with provisions of the smart grid. Contrary to the bleating of manufacturers and utility talking heads, view, the consumer must be offered the meter. He must be offered it first, you see, or request the meter and opt in. No one can be forced to comply with an unrevealed contract between private corporations and to which you were never a party and had no knowledge of. And it says the Emergency Economic Stabilization Act of 2008 says an energy tax package was under development in Congress for several years prior to 2008. In September 2008, the package was finally enacted into law via its inclusion in the Emergency Economic Stabilization Act of 2008. This package, or this tax package, shifted tax liabilities from corporations who are already posting massive record profits onto the public. It really is a new tax. That's what the it's an energy tax. That's what your smart grid is. And plus, that's what your smart meter is as well. Eventually, it'll be cutting you off if you use too much. But it's a tax system. And part of the taxation is that you will pay these private corporations for the installation of it, the setting up of the smart grid, etc. And that's why in Canada, of course, the way they just came along and shoved it in everybody's homes without telling them often they were at work, and because it's outside, you see, then you end up paying for this private company's costs, totally paying for all, on top of their profit as well. So these standards are in the form of requirements and parties such as utilities to undertake certain actions. The standards are not directly prescriptive on these parties. However, it's up to state utility regulatory commissions or the bodies that govern other types of utilities to decide that the standards should be actually adopted by utilities subject to this jurisdiction. And it goes on and on and on. But anyway, it's worth a read for those in the US who want to opt out of it, because you must be offered it, as I say. Or if you want to, you must ask for it. And that's the way it is under the present laws. Now, I mentioned a few weeks ago that the United Nations, because it must look after every minority, it's always finding new minorities, even some of one occasionally. But the idea is, this is apart from destroying society, which is the main goal, to make the new one, you see, it's also having a big push now to normalize pedophilia. I've said that for years, and I've followed what they're up to for years. And I know in Holland, too, there was a group there who tried to get a lot of media attention. They weren't very successful. There were pedophiliacs and who wanted to put the ethics for other pedophiliacs. Can you imagine have ethics? I mean, how can you have ethics? Huh? It says, if a small group of psychiatrists and other mental health professionals have their way at a conference this week, pedophiles themselves could play a role and removing pedophilia from the American Psychiatric Association's Bible of Mental Illnesses, the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, set to undergo a significant revision by 2013. Critics warn that their success could lead to the decriminalization of pedophilia. And you will live to see this. You will see it done on television, actually, and you'll soon have just like homosexual movies and gay movies and all these other in-betweens. You'll also have child sex as well. With these old characters. The August 17 Baltimore conference is sponsored by Before You Act, Before You Act, it's called, a group of pro-pedophile mental health professionals. Can you believe that? Mental health professionals and sympathetic activists. According to the conference brochure, the event will examine ways in which minor attracted persons, but that's not guys who go down coal mines, by the way, pedophiles can be involved in a DSM-5 revision process, and how the popular perceptions of pedophiles can be reframed to encourage tolerance, just like they did with all other things. I mentioned a long time ago, it's like the Parthenon with all of its pillars. Once you knock one down, you see it's easier to knock all the rest down, and the roof comes down. And that's why you can't remove any pillars at all if you still want to retain your society and a culture. If you don't want to, let it happen, and a new one will come in. Researchers from Harvard University, the Johns Hopkins University, and the University of Louisville, and the University of Illinois will be amongst the panelists at the conference. You must get academia, and you're brighter folk. You can sit and say, oh, yes. Oh. Before You Act has been active attacking the APA's definition of pedophilia in the run-up to the conference, announcing its description of minor attracted persons as inaccurate and misleading because the current DSM links pedophilia with criminality. It is based on data from prison studies, which completely ignore the existence of those who are law-abiding, said, how can you be a law-abiding pedophiliac? Yeah. Said Howard Klein, science director of Before You Act. in a July 25, 2011 press release, the proposed new diagnostic criteria specify ages and frequencies with no scientific basis whatsoever. The press release announced a letter to the group sent to the APA criticizing the approach and inviting its leaders to participate in the August 17 conference. And it says the DSM should meet a higher standard than that, Klein continued. We can help them because we are the people they're writing about. So here you have the ones who are doing all the odd things, who want to make the law themselves and be involved in about it. It's kind of like, I know rapists will be next, you understand? Rapists will come in because, after all, they're a minority. And they get off on hurting people. They've got to get frightened people screaming and writhing to turn them on. That's how it works. But why not? I mean, if this group and that group can knock down the pillars, why not the next bunch? And you think I'm not talking about that? Not at all. Not at all. APA spokeswoman Erin Connor has told the Daily Caller in an email statement that her organization was not participating in the conference. I would not comment on its aims. Child advocate Dr. Judith Reisman, a visiting professor at Liberty University School of Law, said the conference is part of a strategy to condition people into accepting pedophiles. And by the way, she did an excellent series on Kinsey and gave the real Kinsey report and all the hullabaloo that was put out about this fantastic hero who liberated everybody, who used prostitutes and children and paid people to go out and bugger little babies. And I'm not kidding about that, and bugger is not a swear word, by the way, it's in the dictionary. And he actually paid them, and she did an excellent series on that to show you how it was done, and the names, and a lot of the names are involved in it too. I'll try and find that from the archive section at cuttingthroughmage.com and shove it up tonight if you want to see the series. To understand what's going on, you have to really look in behind it and see the history of it and who's behind, who funds it, by the way. Rockefeller funded it all. He gave the cash to the Kinsey through the studies where they even found government workers that went around schools and orphanages, etc., who timed how long it took them after buttering little babies before they cried, who actually said the babies liked it, and that's what the crying signified. This is the world you're living in. And if you have no sympathy or you have no emotion for those who are being damaged in this world, then I have no sympathy for you, because I'll come around to you eventually one way or another. It's the same as going around the world bombing people who are sitting having their dinner, and, eventually the big eating machine will come round to you because you didn't care. Anyway, it says the first thing to do is to get the public to divest from thinking of what the offender does criminally to thinking of the offender's emotional state. Oh, poor soul, eh? To think of him thinking of his emotional state, and to empathize and sympathize, Richmond said. You don't change the nation in one fell swoop. You have to change it by conditioning. The aim is to get them, the pedophiles, out of prison. According to Reisman, empirical data shows that pedophiles typically molest many children before finally being caught. The data on parole pedophiles confirms these predators repeat their crimes against children and are known to have escalated them even to murder. Reisman said, by the way, there's a whole bunch of stuff coming out now on pedophilia, where they actually do snuff movies with their children. And I don't know who... I know for a fact that there's a lot of bigwigs involved in this kind of stuff. That's come out before doing these kind of things. And, of course, if you mention too many of them, you won't live very long. Anyway, several speakers at the August 17 conference, including the PROYACT Director of Operations, Dr. Richard Kramer, and conference keynote speaker Dr. Fred Berlin of the Johns Hopkins University have actively opposed sex offender notification laws. What purpose does calling someone a pervert or a predator serve anyway, other than to express contempt and hatred? Well, technically they're getting right, because they've conditioned the general public through the perverted Hollywood, which is, of course, the whole agenda in the first place, until they don't know what's right and wrong anymore anyway. And maybe they'll lap this stuff up on television. I don't know. I don't watch it. But I know that it's recently gone to the edge. But that's what you got to do to destroy society, is to create massive chaos, then bring in the new. But Kramer wrote that on March 14, 2009 blog entry on the website reformsexoffenderslaws.org. How is this productive? It certainly doesn't protect children. Oh, no. I would urge all SO, which is sex offenders, activists, to listen to their own message. Stop buying into and promoting false stereotypes. Stop demonizing a whole class of people and start learning the facts, he says. I think it's on page 2 as well, as you've learned some of their tactics. But they've got the power of the press in Hollywood. is weaponized. I hope you realize that. You can't sit and relax at anything. You really get something hit. Even the comedy, especially comedies, actually, that's how they often introduce the new. Which, you know, you're stuck in a limbo. You're kind of laughing at something as they're pushing a new idea into your brain. You see, that's a technique which you understand in neuroscience. And here's an article that follows it from today. Andrews, Sanford, jailed over horrific child images. It won't be horrific for very long, will it? A nurse, a male nurse who was caught with some of the worst indecent images of children ever seen by police experts, has been jailed for 4 years, 5 months. Don't worry, this bunch will get him out. Andrews says he downloaded the material. He got 12,270 images of children and babies being sexually abused and raped and involved in sex acts with animals. That's a nice character. This is what they're normalizing, eh? He downloaded the material on a laptop computer at his home in Glasgow between November 2006 and September last year. The High Court in Edinburgh, Lord Turnbull, said the images were horrific. Well, at least he can still tell at his level. The judge told the former staff nurse at Glasgow's Victoria Infirmary the nature and detail of the conduct perpetrated against young children and babies, which featured in your college of images. Quite shocking. And it's exactly the same stuff, by the way, that Kinsey was putting out, because he hired guys to do this with babies, to time them with stopwatches and everything. Lord Turnbull said that the use of that disgusting, awful movie they put out by Hollywood on Kinsey, it gives a massive hero or something, eh? It's a bigger agenda at work, though, you understand. Much bigger. It's not entertainment at all. Anyway, it's this horrific abuse. It says these are visual records of the actual and truly horrific sexual abuse and rape of children and babies by adults, he says. The judge said he had to take into account a significant number of images of the most serious type found and the lengthy period over which they were downloaded. He told Sanford, who has since been removed from the nursing register, that he would have faced a 5.5-year prison sentence but for his guilty plea. He's only 5.5 years. This was getting less than that. There, the court had heard how Sanford was caught after Strathclyde Police received intelligence that he had accessed a website with indecent images of children via the internet from his former family home in Barrhead, East Renfrewshire. And my geriatric ward nurse told police that he may well have accessed images through a chat room type thing. But anyway, as I say, there's actually snuff ones out there too for the really, avant-garde bunch. And you'd be surprised, I think. I think the whole world might be surprised. Maybe not. They find who's really behind it all. Feds who ran Fast and Furious gun program received promotions. Everybody knows this one too. Three supervisors of the U.S. government's controversial anti-gun running program called Fast and Furious were promoted by the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco and Firearms and Explosives. Despite continued criticisms of their actions, the Los Angeles Times reported today. It says the men helped to coordinate the large-scale sting operation which saw thousands of firearms illegally trafficked between the U.S. and Mexico. This was where it's used in a bid to ensnare gangs and drug cartels. And no senior crime figures were arrested during the 15-month program. Okay, no senior crime figures were arrested during the program, which was also linked to the shooting deaths of two U.S. Border Patrol agents. The program reportedly became so unwieldy that the ATF lost track of more than 1,000 firearms. They didn't lose track of anything. It was meant to go to where it went and played an active role in arming the Sinaloa cartel, one of Mexico's most vicious crime units. Obviously, it was meant to go there in the first place. That's when they got promoted. I won't read any more of this rubbish. And it's just astonishing what really is going on right in front of our faces in every area. Is just astonishing. You just can't get away from it. And I'll put all these links up tonight at the end of the broadcast, but I'm looking for one here too, and it's the kind of rubbish that they shove on. Here it's here. That the same media that you think occasionally will inform you doesn't at all. It's meant to cause angst. And the general public, again, with their bits and bytes of information, are already punch drunk. They've been punch drunk for years, especially now with the internet. And the strange, bizarre way things are presented on television now, it's all run by psychologists and neuroscientists, the way everything's presented to you. But the way this particular article is presented is there's no condemnation of it, and it ties in with the pedophilia bit, and they call it intergenerational sex, all that stuff. Modeling in her underwear at 12 and pregnant at 15, and schoolgirls proud that mother can't wait for a new council house. Because the government will give you that if your family increases. By age 12, Sawyer Kevany had already posed in messy underwear and was on a strict diet so she could become a model. So it should not come as a surprise, but at the age of 15, the youngster is pregnant and her mother is delighted, probably showing her bump. All her bumps now, apparently. The spying model from Thornaby, Cleveland, insisted she's going to be a brilliant mother. Then he goes through this nonsense about with the life of this person. The mother says how mature she is and how great it is and all the rest of it. And it's one of your ooh-ah little trivia stories they put out, but it's a conditioning story. It's a conditioning story for intergenerational sex. And who runs these models at 12 and all their lace, like the one I read last week? And once I'm on Hollywood. Back with more after this break.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hi, folks. We're back. This is Cutting Through the Matrix. And there's so much you cannot get out in an hour, obviously, but I'm sure most listeners know where the real world is going and why it's happening. I hope they do, and I mean, they should know by now. But there's a couple of callers here, and I'll try to take them break. But there's Daniel in the UK. Are you there, Daniel?
Yeah, hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, yeah.
Yeah, do you know what? Just a quick point. they've been encouraging sort of miscegenation for decades now. Why is it you only ever see in the media the black male, white female coupling, and they never represent any other racial groups? Never see a white male with an Oriental female or an Indian female with a black male. Why is it specifically those two groups? And is there something behind that?
I'm sure it was, even from the days of Michael Jackson being raised to be a star. It was to try and get the mixtures working mainly in America to avoid problems down the road. I think that's maybe part of it, but it's also part of, when you go into it deeper, you'll find there's organizations and agencies running this world who literally, they have us all listed down from the 1700s onwards, in fact, that the cultures, the strengths and weaknesses. And the idea was to destroy, basically, the strengths and weaknesses of the different cultures that they bred together. That was part of it. There was a U.S. survey I mentioned back in 98, maybe on the radio, or 99, where there's a naval survey from a naval base of the U.S., where they intermarried with mainly one group from, I think it was from the Hawaiian Islands or somewhere. But anyway, they were actually doing case studies on the offspring. They wanted to see what weaknesses and strengths the offspring would have, mainly to see if they'd be more compliant and manageable for future governments. That was an official survey that was done. Well, they've done it with all other groups as well. So mainly for America, they wanted to promote this particular type of breeding program, hoping to domesticate most of them and make them easier to manage by the governments that were to come in the future. You understand, as I say, that the groups that run this world have all this stuff down pat. I could go a lot further with it, but maybe we would be safe. But this is an amazing thing that is happening. So that's the reason you'll see most of that.
It's almost like an experiment, really, a living experiment, if you like, is it?
Yeah, it's experimental, and it's also, it's mainly to do, it's not so much experimental now. I think most of that's been done. Is to domesticate the people even more, make them more compliant and manageable for future governments who want to change the system even worse than it is already. That's the main reason. If they wanted, for instance, to have further amalgamation or immigration from the West, a lot of immigration into China, you would see it with the Oriental there, perhaps. And I'm sure they'll already know from previous marriages and their studies on them, because everyone's under the microscope, they already know how the offspring there will be for government management. It's all to do with management for the future, yeah.
Yeah, I understand. Okay, well, thanks for answering my question, Alan.
Thanks for calling. And there's also Martin from Indiana. Are you there, Martin?
Yeah, hello, Alan.
Hello, yeah.
Oh, hello. I'll make my question short.
Yeah.
I wanted to know, are there, that you know of, psychological techniques used, like gang stalking, for instance, used to scare the more awake ones, to control them,
yeah,
and such?
Well, what you've got is a microcosm. Whatever you do on a small scale on society, on victims who don't know they're being observed or manipulated, it will generally work on the wider society in general. That's the whole key to it. But the key is also that the subject mustn't know that they're being observed or they're under the microscope, because you get a different, you won't get the right kind of answer that you want. So it's unsuspecting people. The CIA, remember, had prostitutes, thousands of them hired for years, and they photographed them, bringing all the different Johns, trying different hallucinogenic drugs on them, and following them down for years to see what happened to their state. From Hamish Massell.